Casey, cut him.
I got that son of a...
Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard and Lyle Sedlund. Brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse.
Your ass smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Your ass sweet as strawberry.
What's going on, everybody? It's another week of Big Ugly Outdoors. I'm your host, Casey Studdard, with Lyle Sinline. Got Andrew in the booth. Hope everyone's having a good Saturday morning if you're up and moving. There's not too many cars yet, but...
I saw them. There was a lot.
People were moving this morning?
Yeah. Got to get stuff done before this crappy rain comes in.
And before the lines get long.
Lines of what?
Well, I mean, you know, the people doing shopping this week because, you know, next week and
last night. Well, I don't see much being open at 7.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe they're all on their way to Tiff's Treats opening in Steiner Ranch.
No way.
Yeah. Yes.
Where at?
I don't know. Do you know, Andrew?
I think it's like on 620.
Probably in that Randall's area.
Yeah. It's just west, I think.
Yeah, it's probably a good location for them.
Steiner Ranch, yeah. Yeah. Who are they having? Oh, they're having Andy Roddick there.
Oh yeah, they're expanding real fast.
Andy Roddick, he's a.
Well, I mean, shoot, if they got Andy Roddick in there, you know they're trying to.
I don't think they needed him.
No, I don't think they need him either.
My wife was like, "Oh yeah, cookies. Five. You get like a dozen for $5 or something like that."
That's the greatest.
Is that what the deal is?
I don't remember, but isn't he married to some famous pretty girl?
No, it's Tiff and Leo are the owners.
No, I'm talking about Andy Roddick.
Yeah, she's the chick off of Battleship.
What is that?
The movie Battleship?
Oh.
Or, sorry, the movie Battleship.
I thought about that for a second.
Yeah, my bad. The movie Battleship or the movie with Adam Sandler where and Jennifer Aniston, when they go to Hawaii together with her kids or what? It's his girlfriend.
Adam Sandler was in a movie with Battleships?
Jennifer Aniston.
And Billy Madison?
No. Okay. All right. So Battleship is one movie that she's in.
Okay.
That one with Rihanna and all them. And there's another movie with
Rihanna's in a movie?
Yeah.
We're getting nowhere.
Okay, I know.
We obviously don't know this.
Brooklyn Decker. Okay, I know her. You're right.
That's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in, I remember now, yeah.
That's not Eric Decker's wife?
No. I think, I don't know, but yeah, she's an actress, but I wouldn't call her like, holy cow famous. I mean, she's beautiful. Yes. She's top heavy and she's back there like, whoa, but that's what she's known for. She's kind of like a Kate Upton, you know what I mean? That kind of type of woman,
like
tall,
soft body.
Yeah.
I like,
I'm right there with that. I mean, you know, I don't care.
We should like talk about something or anything.
All righty. So
yeah,
what did you do this week?
Well, we'll just mention the weather. It is going to be a little hairy on the roads today. 100% chance of rain today. High of 51 and a low of 45. So, yeah, today's going to suck.
God, why can't they get that on the weekdays?
Hey. I've been trying to get
forecast. You've been calling me. Well, hey, man, we might get
snow Christmas morning.
Man, if we get snow Christmas morning, my kids are going to pee on themselves.
Right now, next Saturday is saying a high of 46 and a low of 32 with rain.
Oh.
Dude, if we could get that.
Oh, man.
You'll see me run around like a little school child.
You never had a white Christmas?
Well, yeah, when I lived in Nevada for sure, but.
I mean, yeah, but not probably in 10 years, 20
Arizona,
years.
Arizona, like, snowed on Thanksgiving one time, I think.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah, no, white Christmases are the best. I don't know. I feel like white Christmases make everything a lot happier.
I was thinking, like, it's colder than a, but I don't have any of those expressions because I'm not really from the cold.
Colder than a whale digger's ass?
What does that mean?
A whale digger?
I'll let it fly.
A whale digger?
A whale digger?
Well.
A well digger.
Yeah, it's way colder than a well digger's ass.
What's a well digger?
Like a guy that digs wells.
You mean like a crane with a
back in the day? Okay, back in the day with a shovel digging a well. It's cold down there, you know.
I don't know, but I'll take.
I'm just saying,
I'll take
it's cold.
Your word
it's cold
for
down
it.
There.
I like to imagine when you said that, Lyle thought of people digging in whales, like killer whales.
I thought it was
whale.
I thought you were talking about whales.
Wells.
What a whale's ass would be fairly cold as too.
No, I think they're kind of warm.
Why is it cold in there?
Because it's below ground.
In a whale? Because they're in the ocean.
It's so funny, but it's
tired.
Not. colder than witches, you know.
Colder I have heard
don't
that one.
It.
Yeah.
I've heard that
colder
one.
Colder than Eskimo. You know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Okay, I do know a couple.
Yeah,
I don't know any ones that we're allowed to say on the radio, though.
Neither do I.
Well, you said a whale's
digger's
a whale's
ass
digger's ass.
Well,
whales.
No, well,
wells.
Wells. There
okay.
It is. All right.
Finally.
Well, what did you do all week, Lyle? I heard you played some golf this week.
I did. Played out at UT Club. Course is in great shape. I think they got a new.
Did you see the Spieth hole yet? Or the Spieth like six holes?
I forgot.
That's why I'm gonna go play that.
I'm sure I hit it on accident.
I'm sure I played off of it, not knowing. But oh, another fairway. Shoot, all right.
But anytime I get out there and golf, and I don't have to pay for a window,
great day.
Or a hospital bill,
great day.
Yeah.
Great.
Or
day.
If I don't have to go like after nine and get more balls. One of those happens every time I play. It's usually get more balls.
I'm usually getting more balls, but what I start doing is I find ball. I start hitting the edges and finding balls and just stacking up.
Yeah,
stealing people's
someone.
Balls.
Well, it's not stealing
if they lose them.
Yeah.
What do you mean by stealing people's balls?
I don't know. I figured I've never played golf before, so you just walk around and find someone's ball and take it.
No, it's not like you're the
it's
guys
like they,
behind
they're
you.
They already left.
It's like they lost their ball in the weeds and you're just driving by and they're like, they couldn't find it, but you found it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not like someone drives behind you and you drive out on the fairway and take all their balls and go to your hole. I mean, that's kind of a D
move. Not a bad idea.
That's kind of a D move.
You'd probably get some really good balls.
Yeah, right. Pro V1, sweet. Mm. Yeah, but I'm not worth it. I'm not worth a crap at golf.
That was the second time I've played. No, third time I played this year. No, fourth time. Did the MJ&M.
Yep.
Did the Cole Pittman.
Yep.
And then I played in Arizona when I was out there.
Uh-huh.
Actually played really well. It was weird.
That was weird.
And then I played this week, and it was, I'm ready to retire my clubs almost.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where either got to just join a club and get better and practice and, like, really do it.
Yeah.
Or just do it when you get drunk at these charity events.
I like the second one.
Yeah, me too. Because if I'm gonna get like if I get 5 hours away from home, you know, 4 hours,
yeah.
You go drink and do stuff. I'm gonna go fishing.
I'd rather
go fishing for 4 hours.
No,
than
I'm right there with you.
Speaking of, we'll have Colonel Flowers at 7:15.
Yeah, the Colonel. He's in Louisiana right now. And that cold front that came through the whole, you know, pretty much Gulf, really, the South. It, because, I mean, they even got, I met a kid yesterday that said they got snow in Pensacola when that snowstorm hit here last week. So he said, he sent us some videos this morning, but he's in the duck blind right now. And that cold front pushed all the birds down in Louisiana, too. And he said it's thick out there and the geese are thick. And he sent us some videos and it sounds like it, but can't wait to get him on the line here in about 5 minutes and see what they got in the bag.
Did you do anything this week?
What did I do this week? No.
Andrew? No, that's a no.
No. You didn't even play volleyball with Trey?
I didn't play with Trey. I played with some friends on Wednesday.
Hey, did that bar open out there?
Yeah.
What's
Rock House.
Rock House.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
It's on like 620 and 2222. It's got like a.
Have you been?
No, I haven't. I've driven by it a bunch of times. And
yeah, I drove by it a bunch.
Which corner is it on?
I don't
like
know.
Like the lakeside.
Away from.
Southwest side?
So is it on the HEB side?
No, it's like right next to Mighty Fine and Thundercloud.
Oh, gotcha, right there by the boathouse and everything. Yeah.
There's like a bunch of food trailers in the back.
I've been fiending for a bar out there for a while.
I know, dude. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wait till like summer.
I'm not that. I'll sit at my house.
Is it creepy if you sit in the bar and watch girls do volleyball?
But you're there to have
a
cold beer.
You do that in your backyard?
So there's girls playing in your volleyball court all the time?
Most of the time.
Huh.
Nah.
Your address?
What's your address? I got this. Lyle's going to be down there in his golf cart. Cold beer.
Cold Bud Light.
But, yeah, well, you know, that was the first segment about nothing. But, hey, we might get snow on Christmas. Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
It doesn't say. It says
32.
Well, what's. I don't understand the. But the rain has, like, dots. I don't know if that means, like, sleet, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't know. It could get colder.
And then just be freaking sleet. That wet snow. Remember that? Our sophomore year when we were still living in Jester when they had that big snowstorm in Austin and it was ice.
Yeah, that
everywhere.
Was in like March.
Was that March?
Yes, we missed spring ball.
That's right. That is exactly right.
It was awesome. And then someone got in trouble because they threw snowballs at a pizza delivery. Remember that?
Yeah.
That out was... of the Jester dorms?
Yeah.
Everybody just pegged the delivery man with.
But everybody out there before was having a big snowball fight because I remember sitting down in the Jester Beach area. And everyone's like trying to do snowballs, and I'm like, well, grab the slush balls. They get people wet more. You know, they hurt more. They get a little heavier.
Speaking of, did you see that Buffalo game last week?
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what I was talking about that I went through when Arizona played
New England. Yeah.
But that snow stayed. It was cold enough to stay snow. But that's how much snow was on the ground when we started.
Yeah.
And then it just got slushy. And it was way worse.
Yeah, when it gets slushy like that, you get no traction.
It was way worse.
Like you said last week, how come they're not slipping and we're slipping? How come they're not knocking their cleats off every time? It's called a little Pam, baby, a little Pam. That would have been a good trick to know.
Yeah, right?
Hey, guys, what do you got on your shoes there, buddy?
The game gives me nightmares.
Did y'all see that moment at the end of regulation in that Colts-Buffalo game last week where, like, the entire Indy football team came out on the field trying to clear snow out of an area so the kicker could kick it?
Yeah.
They called an extra timeout just so they could go clear out snow.
Did he make it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It seems illegal.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you should be
able to. I think there is a rule against that.
Well, the officials yelled at the equipment guys because they came out with their Gatorade things.
Yeah, their lids.
And then they started kicking snow.
Hey, man, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You know?
Hey, man, you try to get it, you got to get it. What? You got to get it when you can get it.
Who knows what he's saying?
I don't know. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse. Different from the herd. Man, we're snowing on return. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. I'll bid the years goodbye. You cannot steal them. Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. What's going on, everybody? We appreciate you listening, hanging in with us, texting whenever you want. If you got questions, we'll answer. We got Colonel Flowers on the line right now. We got him back there, Andrew. Colonel, what's going on? Y'all slaying them ducks down there in Louisiana?
Gentlemen, I'm down here in South Louisiana, in the capital of America. That freeze, that 2 inches of snow in Austin, got them pushed down here. Gentlemen, we got 14 in the blind right now. It's 14 ducks down. The teal have been unbelievable. I sent you some video this morning. We mostly blue, green, no cinnamons, Casey.
No cinnamons?
Trying to get you a cinnamon. The big ducks haven't started flying, but you know, early on, we could have been limited out probably 30 minutes ago, but we're waiting on some big ducks. We've got I'm looking at about 200 geese right now.
Yeah, I did see all the, I did.
Down here. They're sick, boys.
I did see the geese push down there. We saw that video of probably 10,000 geese flying over your head. It was a loud morning. I've been a part of a morning like that, and it's a great sound. What big ducks are y'all going after? They got widgeons, pintails. What usually fly down there in Louisiana?
Well, we've a lot of pintail, mallards, some what's the other one, Brant? What's the other one, Aaron? The big duck that we're at, that you said we're looking at.
Some gray ducks.
Some gray ducks waiting on, but we'd love to get a couple of these geese down. These specks are loaded down here, gentlemen.
Do y'all have some geese loads?
Oh yeah, but I'm shooting a 20 gauge over and under. We shot pretty well today. The wind's not blowing hard, and of course, as you saw on some of those videos, you know, we had flocks of 100, 200 teal that were, you know, right out in front of us at, you know, 15, 20 yards. So I've got Brian and Aaron and our dogs. And you wouldn't believe this dog, Casey. He's a black lab, 6 year old, and he's like a tank. And he doesn't stutter. His name's Lightning. And you know, I keep telling Aaron here, our guide. I said, you know, I don't want to limit out too soon. The boys are going to be calling me at 7:15. We've got four ducks left. How are y'all?
We are doing great, man. I'm glad you're down there having a successful hunt. We're just sitting here in the booth having a good time. We don't get a lot of greenheads way down here just south of Texas. It's just crazy that they get that many mallards over there. Are y'all on the coast or no?
No, we're not in the coast. We're in the marsh. Listen, you know, the landowner here has been a friend of mine for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We're in a he can control the depth of the water. So he's, you know, got quite a bit of acreage out here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's doing it right. He's doing it right. I like it. As soon as you said he can control the depth of the water, I was like, yep, he knows what he's doing.
Why is that important?
Because the ducks don't want – so the ducks still got to feed, right? So a lot of ducks dive and some – so you want the water about a foot. You don't need the water to be too deep because what they do is, you know, diver ducks will go down deep and get, you know, spoonies and stuff like that. But all ducks will, you know, eat grass weed or grass duck grass and all that kind of stuff that you got going. Because what they do is they take old rice, you know, like rice fields. They flood rice fields about a foot deep, and then all the little,
that's right.
And that's what they do, Lyle. And then those rice fields become perfect for ducks because it's a foot deep. They can get in and out. It's a big open field. They don't feel threatened, and that's just how it always is. Really, they like the not too deep of water.
Yeah, and the millet slip, Casey. So the millet's just under about 8, like you said, 12 inches, maybe 18 inches under the water. And you know, that first cold spell, on the first split, they didn't have a whole lot of activity here. But that cold weather has pushed everything down here in this flyway.
Yep, and it's supposed to get cold again another next week, so it'll probably push even more birds down. It'll be a hell of a year for Texas, Louisiana, you know, coastal duck hunting for sure.
Got no question. They're coming right over us, boys. Here we go.
Yes. I love it.
There's one going down. Lightning's fixing to get. We're fixing to catch lightning in a bottle. He just winged that one right there.
Winged him. He winged him.
Lightning. There goes lightning. Listen.
Lightning. You can tell he's down there in the south. He didn't say lightning, Lyle. He said lightning.
We ate some great Cajun food last night. We're going to have some, obviously, some great food again tonight. You know, I just can't say enough about this property. And the hospitality, as you know, down here in South Louisiana is just fascinating. They're like, you
they're
know,
good people.
Great state.
Yeah,
they're
good.
Really are.
They're really good people. They got the same, you know, the South just has it's just different. They're friendly people. If you're friendly, they'll be friendly, you know. That's why I love the South.
Well, we got up this morning probably about 5:30, had a good little breakfast, got here in the duck blind about 30 minutes before sunlight. And, you know, I got to tell you, you could shot this morning at 6:28, and we just kept our hands in our pockets. It's not that cold. The wind's not blowing. It's probably 50 degrees this morning. And it's just, we could have shot early this morning, probably been out of the duck blind drinking some milk punch back at camp, but we just wanted to enjoy the morning. I mean, it's just unbelievable down here right now.
Well, that's awesome, Colonel. I appreciate you calling in. We'll be talking to you later after our show with you, because we'll be running it here for the 09 Honey Show coming on at 9. So Colonel will join us back on for that show here later this morning. But Colonel, we appreciate you calling in. I'm glad y'all had a successful hunt, and get those last 6 birds you need.
All right, I'll send you a couple pictures. You can put it up on the social page.
Sounds good, boss. Thank you.
See you on the high ground. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Colonel Flowers, man. He's a good dude, Lyle.
Yes, he
is. You can't say nothing bad about that man.
Wish I could be as positive as him.
God, he's so positive, isn't he?
Must be living right.
He is living right. No, they're down there killing it. I mean, I talked to Craig again. You know, they're killing it again this week. It's just my cousin Grayson said they're on the bay, the actual, you know, not back in, you know, private land and all that kind of stuff. And he said the bay is just they're like mosquitoes out there right now.
Yeah, like, again, I'm sorry to disappoint probably a lot of people, but I'm just not into duck hunting.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's cool when you see 10,000 birds fly over you.
You just load as many rounds in the shotgun and just...
That's what I do. How do we need? We need 7. All right, I'm flock shooting. But, you know, that's me. But, all right, well, that was you know, our little...
I like the live hunting stuff.
No, I do too. And that's all brought to you by Sportsman's Finest up there in right off of it's actually right there next to, like, behind Cooper's Barbecue right there on B Caves, isn't it, Lau? Is that B Caves it's off of? Yeah, right there on the left-hand side.
What is that road
is
called?
Is that B Caves Road right there?
I don't know. But that segment's brought to you by Sportsman's Finest, locally owned, and from hunting to fly fishing, they are simply the best. Visit their website at sportsmansfinest.com for store hours, products, and services. That's sportsmansfinest.com. And they got a lot more than just, you know, hunting and fly.
No, they're...
They got a whole Class 3 in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I naturally just always go right back there.
No, it's because of the cool-looking guns. Because I'm the same way. I'm like... Like, there's some sweet shotguns and rifles, but I automatically pick up the machine guns. I'm like, ooh.
I have my my silencers there right now.
It is.
Working on getting cleared by ATF.
That's awesome.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I've never had a felony.
Yep. So that'll be another, what do you call it, couple months? Hopefully not.
It'd probably be 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to set up.
Well, you know, Pink, he got his in 3.
Yeah, he must have never even got a parking ticket or something.
I don't know. The funny thing is, you say that is the guy at the shop said that. He was like, I don't know, man. This is the quickest I've ever seen this happen, but here you go, buddy. I was like, all right, Pink, whatever
you do. Did he get a silencer?
Yeah.
What did he silence?
His silencer threads on all his barrels, like a 308. Do they all do that?
Well, I mean, you can't. I mean, obviously, it can go bigger, can go on smaller.
So I think it goes from his...
I don't think it's...
His blackout all the way down.
I don't want to give any advice. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a 45 silencer.
Yeah, his
so is... So I'll put mine just on my...
45.
But I'm sure it'd work on...
He has his on his AR platforms. And just one that fits his... the blackout, 223. And I guess it threads on some of his pistols, too.
That'd have to be a small pistol round. Think how skinny that 223 round is. What kind of pistol are you gonna?
Yeah, I don't 22.
Yeah, it's gotta be a 22. I would love to have a silenced 22.
Oh heck yeah! Are you kidding me? That would be, you know, that's the number one assassin gun, right?
What does that mean?
Like assassins, that's what they use a lot of times is a 22 because it's light and it's, you know, because assassins they to the back of the head.
Like in Jason Bourne, and they're like, pew, 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 quietly.
Yeah, those are like 45s. But no, that's what they, yeah. So you're that kid that was, when you're a kid, that's the way you were like, you're like, pew, 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 pew. I understand.
Well, no, we were like, with a silencer, it goes, pew.
And he's over there, pew, 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 pew.
Okay. To clarify, with a silencer, it does go pew.
No.
Yeah, okay, what sound does it make with a silencer?
You're that kid. It's all right.
It's okay.
It's all right.
There's no bullying in this booth during air time.
You're wrong about this.
I know. You're right. It does go pew. Hit us with that gun collage.
Get some! Get some!
Get some!
Get some!
So next time we play cops and robbers, that's what you got to do.
I mean,
get some. Get some.
Obviously.
Come on.
Every time.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. The ones that run, the ones that don't run are a well-trained VC.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hit the salt and freshwater reports real quick. Talk a little bit more about hunting, fishing. You sent me a story last night about a Canadian sniper.
Yeah.
Set a new world record.
Insane.
After that, at 7:45, we'll get into our high school sports preview. I believe there was four games last night in 5A and 4A.
Yep.
And then we'll talk about, 6A and all the local teams that are still
in. Yeah, Central Texas has some good squads out there.
Repping.
Repping, baby. I love it. All right, this is Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Venturing Steakhouse, different from the herd.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried.
Yeah, baby. We're fired up in here. Are you guys fired up out there? Welcome back. Big Ugly Outdoors. Casey started loud saying, I got Andrew in the booth. We're going to get you into a little bit of a fishing report, get this freshwater going real quick. Lyle, you want to hit Lake Austin? What's it look like on your lake?
The black bass aren't really doing a whole lot, but... use some chrome rattle traps and Texas rig, and some fish aren't bad on night crawlers, and catfish pretty good on cut bait and night crawlers.
All right, very nice. Buchanan water stain, black bass are good on watermelon, red grubs and jig heads. What else we got here? Striped bass are good for drifting live shad and jigging spoiler shad swim baits. I think it's a long one, isn't it, Lyle?
That's what.
White bass are fair on jigging tiny traps. Crappie are slow. Channel cat are slow. Yellow and blue cat are slow on Buchanan. Well, crap. Let's see. Granger. Black bass are fair on crankbaits, soft plastics. White bass are slow. Crappie are fair on minnows. Upriver at night. I love crappie. Blue and catfish are good on prepared baits. Yellow catfish are slow. Ooh, it's kind of sounding like it's a catfish season, Lyle, isn't it?
It's catfish weather. I'd like to get a bottle of whiskey.
A bottle of whiskey and a heater. A bottle of whiskey and a heater.
The whiskey is the heater.
That's true, but you still, yeah. It's a little cold, though, on that water.
I just don't like when my nose gets cold.
When you can, like, try to move it and you can feel like it barely moves.
Well, like, it's just like stuff just falls out and you don't even feel it.
Especially with my big ass beard. I don't even know half the time. Then I go to wipe my face, my mustache is soaked.
That's disgusting.
You know,
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
You know, and then when you're in a football game, you just kind of stick your tongue up there and slurp it all in and spit it out, you know?
Yeah.
That's not disgusting.
No, it's pretty normal.
Lake Travis, black bass are fair on shad crankbaits. Black worms and smoked grubs. Striped bass are fair on chartreuse striper jigs. White bass are fair on minnows and chrome spoons. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Channel blue cat are fair on night crawlers and cut bait. Yellow cat are slow. That's your freshwater fishing report for this local little area around here. Gulf Coast, they say the trouts and reds are thick right now. They're schooled up in this cold. Let's see here. You want to go Freeport, sand trout, sheephead are fair to good on live shrimp and reefs. Redfish are fair to good on St. Louis Pass on crankbaits and blue crabs. Let's check out Port O'Connor. Trout and redfish are fair on croakers over soft mud and waist deep.
Corkies,
yep.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Good. You're good. Waist deep water in San Antonio Bay. Trout and redfish are fair for drifters working reefs on live shrimp. Redfish are good at the mouths of drains.
Would it ever be croaker fishing down there in Porto is just like cheating, right?
They say it's cheating everywhere just because the trout are just love them. But I mean, if
that's like not really fun though. That's like what you do when you get a guide.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do when you get a guide.
They go get your limit in an hour, and then you've paid all that money for an hour.
Hour fishing, yeah.
The guide goes back and goes to sleep.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you do get a cooler full of fish.
You do get a cooler full of fish. But what you do sometimes, you say, okay, we got all our trout, and let's go over here and get some redfish and some, you know, if you're going to pay for it, make them, what you need to do is.
You got to make them work.
You got to make them work. I mean, that's how I am. Oh, man. But, you know. And you know what's crazy is a lot of the guys now, because the sheephead are so so thick on the jetties and in the bays now, that you can go get a limit of 15 of them. Yeah, they're a pain. They're real bony, but they're a pain in the ass to clean, but they have some sweet meat on them.
Sweet meat.
Sweet meat.
It's the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner. That's so funny to me.
It's man.
A real thing.
It's not hard to clean if you have a Wonder Boner.
That's true.
Right? Isn't that a...
The Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner.
It's the Wonder Boner.
The de-boning fish system.
Yeah, but see, I don't think it would work with saltwater fish.
Why? What's the difference?
They're just harder boned. Like a freshwater trout compared to a saltwater trout. How much...
You just got to use a bigger Wonder Boner.
I thought there was only one size Wonder Boner.
Nah, there's got to be different Wonder Boner sizes.
There's got to be different Wonder Boner
Can't
sizes.
All be the same.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be natural.
One's got a hook in it. Right? Like the ring up top?
Yeah.
It's got a ring up top.
It's so funny. You could have that thing tomorrow, by the way.
Huh?
You could have that thing tomorrow if you order it on Amazon.
What's shipping?
I think it's free if you have Prime.
Oh, free if you're Prime.
Who doesn't have Prime?
I don't even do Amazon.
What? How do you not?
Because if I go on Amazon, I'm going to have crap delivered. Oh, I saved myself there. It's pretty good.
Give yourself a
every day
Amazon account.
Amazon.
How do you not have Amazon?
I don't do that online shopping thing. Do you do it?
What?
Like,
it's
all the
easiest thing in the world. You save so much money on gas and time.
Is it cheaper?
Much cheaper.
Much cheaper.
Oh, all right. I don't really buy. I mean, my wife does all that.
Well, I'm sure she uses Amazon.
Yeah, we got Amazon boxes at the house, but I don't.
Oh, come on. Yeah, so you use Amazon.
I've never been on Amazon at all, my entire period. I've never used it.
Wow. We have met the 0.001% in our booth today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big shopper. If I'm going to go somewhere, I want to see it with my own eyes. And get something.
Well, they have pictures.
I know, but I get that. I know they got pictures, but, you know, I need, like, if I'm going to go get something, I don't know. Like, what do you get off? Do you do groceries off? They do groceries on Amazon?
Yeah.
You actually can now.
I've definitely done groceries.
My wife told me where she saw that, you know how they have that Instacart thing at HEBs and stuff?
Yeah.
Where they deliver groceries to your house?
Mm-hmm.
So now HEB let, you know, Instacart into their place, and they see all the money they're doing. So now HEB's, I think they're about to kick Instacart out.
And make their own?
And make their own. And basically what it is you can do online shopping of the whole place, and you just go there and you pick it up.
Well, apparently
that's called curbside.
Curbside.
And
so,
we definitely do that too.
They've had that for years, though, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even.
It's not a bad deal, too, if you get two crying kids. And
yeah, and you just go there, and you just pay it. It's already paid, and they just bring the groceries right to you right when you pull up.
Yeah, you don't even get out of the car.
That's awesome.
I love how lazy we can be these
God,
days.
So lazy, right? That's what this extra love handle's from, you know?
But it's that shouldn't need to be.
They actually have two-hour delivery on Amazon now.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I said my whole family was sick the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, we Amazoned some soup and some Gatorade.
Really?
Yeah, well, not one of us could make it more than a couple miles without...
One or two?
You know.
Mouth or...
Without a liquid coming out.
Either top or bottom.
So that's why it was nice.
Yeah.
Super clutch.
Super clutch.
And like, man, can you... So when you go, like, did you buy any of your kids' Christmas presents this year? Or did your wife do it all?
My wife.
Your wife did it all?
Yeah.
Like, like going to the mall was like, it's like the worst, most stressful thing.
Yeah.
Or going anywhere.
But do you go by yourself, or do you go with your family if you had to go get some stuff?
Why would I take my family if I'm going to go buy them
presents?
Okay,
I'm saying if you and your wife go, Like, you hate it regardless, even if you're by yourself.
First of all, I never go shopping with my wife. That's not happening.
Yeah, that will never happen.
It takes a 30-minute tour into
yeah.
just standing well. There. Like, they just stand there and tilt their head and look at a white T-shirt.
Like, no, I don't. Is it long enough?
Find myself sitting outside of dressing rooms a lot.
He's not married yet. He's still in that stage.
No, that's it. Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Yeah,
I sit there.
Play on your phone.
Why? Are you in the dressing room?
Yeah. You guys don't get in the dressing room with your wife?
No.
I guess I'm just a... No, I don't get in the dressing room.
Oh, I was about to say.
I'm a dirty guy.
It's the Wonder Boner.
I don't like... There's like so many needles and stuff in there. I feel weird. I don't like dressing rooms.
No, I hear you. No, but I've never gone shopping with my wife.
You ever see like the needles like sticking out everywhere on the rug?
No, I haven't looked that close.
Andrew?
What kind of mall were you at?
Like the department stores where there's fancier stuff and they're trying on dresses and stuff, I think, yeah.
Well, like a dress shirt, like for a man's got all them sticks in there. Yeah, needles.
Yeah.
The way it's folded.
No, yeah. I hear you.
And then they're all over the ground. All right, we should really like talk about something else. Someone texted in, Tiff Treats little ice cream cups are the best thing.
They are pretty good.
Do you still have a chip or a cookie named after you?
No, I don't.
You had one for a little bit,
yeah,
right?
That company folded.
I thought it was Tiff Treats.
No.
Oh.
No, not Tiff Treats. I was doing some stuff with Tiff Treats, though, and I still got a gift card they put a bunch of money on, so that's always fun.
Yeah.
And it's called
the diabetes card,
dude. It's so bad because I'll go in there and you got a card and you're like, all right, let me get a couple cookies. Let me get a Tiff Witch. That's the warm cookie with the ice cream in the middle.
I've never ordered. I'm not a sweet guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Sweet,
the sweet one, the sweetness.
What is that?
I don't know. It's a Dr. Pepper thing.
Yeah. That
The
little cowboy.
Prince, the little wannabe prince cowboy.
Little sweet.
Yep. Well, hey, Operation Blue Santa today. Santa delivery day, everybody.
Is that Saturday?
Yep. Saturday, December 16th, volunteers across the city will join together in making a great Christmas for the many families in need. Deliveries can be picked up at the Operation Blue Santa warehouse or at one of the three additional substations across Austin. And don't forget about the volunteers appreciation party following deliveries. And you can always text to donate blue to 512-400-3088. That's 512-400-3088. Details and map links on hornfm.com. That's Blue Santa, so that's awesome. You know, a lot of these kids that wouldn't be getting Christmas gifts are getting Christmas gifts today. Parents are going to go pick them up, so everybody out there that's donated toys and stuff for these kids, that's awesome. Thank you so much, because every kid deserves a present for Christmas.
That's debatable. Some kids are bad, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why there's a naughty and nice list?
Yeah, it's true. But if kids that can't afford it
and are on the nice list,
they deserve it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So that's the thing right there. But what we got over there, Lyle? Anything more before we hit this quick commercial break?
No, sir. Let's go.
All righty. Everybody, we'll be right back. More Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse. Different from the hurt.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right.
Welcome back, everybody. What's going on?
It's about to be raining again. Good song. Is that why you did that?
What?
That song?
Why?
I don't know. I thought I heard rain in there.
No, this is George Strait.
What does this have to do with rain?
I could have swore a part of the lyrics he said something about rain.
He does say rainy day at one point.
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta have an ace in the hole on a rainy day.
Yeah. I thought that's what...
Obviously, you're not as much
of a thinker or a planner as I thought you were.
Yeah, you're a deep thinker, Lyle.
Okay. Well, what is today? Saturday. It's going to be rainy. A little high school football, Casey.
Little high school football, baby.
And playoffs continue on ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. Today we got Lake Travis versus Katy, 2:45 pregame. That'll be on 104.9 the Horn app, hornfm.com. And click the Lake Travis banner on the right side of the homepage. That's at 2:45. Also, 1:45 if you're into Cedar Ridge versus Allen. AM 1260, 101.9 FM, hornfm.com. And clicking the Cedar Ridge banner on the right side of the homepage will get you to that game. The stream connection for both schools will be on the homepage at hornfm.com. If you're into the radio, I do like radio sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes no. I just turn on the tuner in the garage, do work while there's
a game on. Yeah, no, I do too. It's an old thing, but I still listen to it.
Well, because I like it because it makes me like visualize what's happening.
Exactly.
Instead of just sitting there like
and just staring at a dang TV. No, I hear you.
Makes your brain work. And I can like do something else.
Yep, that is true. Wimberly lost last night, Lyle, to West Orange Stark.
Did they?
Yeah, that's Wimberly's. Where is Wimberly at?
That's like south, like Dripping Spring. Or, like,
yeah, out west.
Right there,
country.
Right? Yeah, so they lost last night 30 to 21 to West Orange
Stark.
What
is it?
West Orange Stark, I think they're undefeated this year, aren't they?
I have no clue.
Let's see here. I don't know, but they might be undefeated. But anyways, West Orange Stark's going to the championship. Wimberly fell short. They had a great season, but shoot, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. But 4A, Division I, Stephenville beat Kennendale 31-21. So that was Division I. Let's see. Yeah, you already said Division II. The other semifinal game for 4A, Division I, Carthage had 35 points and shut out La Vega.
La Vega.
That was at, I think that was at the Star in Dallas. I actually saw that place last week.
The Star?
I went up to Dallas. The Star. They like the Dallas practice facility area.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
I'll leave it to Jerry Jones to be the only guy to like monetize football practice.
Oh, I know. That's what you screwed me up. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they got like a business center where you can like do your office work and watch while the guys practice.
And money, then
there's
money,
like,
money.
And then there's like a bar at the top. And
I'm sure they pay like extra. Okay. These windows only come
That's
open.
What I'm saying. Leave it to Jerry to monetize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because you only play 8 home games. You can watch 200 practices.
Yeah.
In one season.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 200. Say there's 4 practices a week. Times 17 for 61.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think so.
Yeah. And then you got, and you're still there too, but that's just during season. Then you got mini camps and you got spring ball.
That's just season practice.
That's just season, so.
He did it.
Yeah.
All right, back to high school. We got off track. Well, so we had one of our, I feel like we consider Wimberly.
Yeah, Central Texas. That's around this area.
I mean, yeah. I think it was like Austin, though.
Yeah, Austin area-ish.
Absolutely. Well, that sucks. Their season came to an end. Congrats to their seniors.
Yep.
That's always a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's the last time.
The last time you put on the pads or for those guys going on, if there is somebody.
If there is somebody, yep. But they have there's some good games today. So Cedar Ridge and Allen are today at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's in Waco.
That's in Waco. Are you sure?
I thought so.
I think that might be because that doesn't make sense because I know Westlake and all them are playing at NRG Stadium.
Andrew,
it is played at McLean Stadium, the Allen Cedar Ridge game.
Where's McLean?
That's Baylor Stadium.
Oh, okay. So Baylor Stadium. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Okay,
which is in Waco.
No, you're right, Lyle. Shoot, my bad. I just don't consider them a.
Today
that'd be a place.
So that's an outdoor game that should be miserable and cold. Katy and Lake Travis is, I think it was supposed to be in the Alamo Dome, but now it's at Alamo Stadium. Can you check that for me,
yeah,
Andrew?
That's right, because Alamo Dome has graduation.
Yeah, they have some sort of graduation. So
yeah.
All those, everybody driving down there or up there, drive carefully. It should be should be slick.
So Lake Travis, Katy.
Man, that Lake Travis, there's a couple good players because I watched that last week's game on TV. Yeah. There's just a couple guys that stood. I have no idea what their names are, but number 99, he's like a D tackle.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Very solid. All very. Right. He's strong.
Is that game on today?
Yeah, yeah, it's on today. That's at 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m. is that? Let me see that live right there. Okay, so that's on at 3 p.m. today.
Yeah,
okay.
I think pregame starts at 2:45. They said.
Okay,
but number 99 for Lake Travis, stud. I feel like
stud.
He has 80 something tackles as an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's very good. That's pretty. But he plays on. You know, you always talk about playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he plays over there.
That's what
there.
He does. And everybody, he gets double team every play.
That's awesome.
He's a stud. And then obviously there's a number five, just a straight up athlete man. Yeah. Two-way. I'm sure everybody plays mostly two ways, but
not really.
Not at schools like that.
You don't see kids here in Austin or in high school anymore play two ways.
No, I just don't think you're watching the right teams. You only see the West Lakes, the Lake Travis's.
But I feel like if I
all
went to,
like the other schools, everybody plays two ways.
But I okay. Like Vandergriff and stuff like that, they play two ways.
No, because they're up there.
But
with
I feel like if I played at those high schools, I would play two ways.
You feel that good? You were that good for
I was
that
all
long?
I was All American my junior year on defense, and then All American on offense my senior year.
Go you.
But I'm just saying, like I feel like it's kind of gone down a little bit.
Well, you can't do it all.
Hey guys, just a reminder, the Cedar Ridge Allen game is going to be broadcast on 1260 AM and 101.9.
And 101.9. Okay, yes. That's all right here in the
Austin Radio
Austin
Network
Radio.
Funhouse.
Yeah.
Is that different than what we read?
I think so.
So that sheet's wrong.
What does it say? I think y'all just read the Lake Travis game.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Cedar Ridge yet.
No, we did.
Okay, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, he said AM 1260 and 101.9 FM.
There we go. We're just reminding people.
Andrew has no confidence in you, Lyle.
I was just making sure I didn't screw it. I don't want somebody to be mad if they missed, because there's a pretty darn good chance I read something wrong.
Yeah, reading last week's script or something. there's a lot of green cards in here, y'all. I mean, come on.
They're all over.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't clean up after themselves?
We always do. That's from 11. The 11th. Someone hasn't pulled those out.
All these cards out here.
Yeah. Huh. We take care of our workstation, Lyle. I know that.
But Lake Travis, we already did the Division One, 6A Division Two, Midway versus Longview. I believe that's at 6 p.m. tonight in Allen or at Allen. The other local game, 3 p.m. Cy-Fair versus Westlake Energy Stadium indoors. That'd be
a good game.
A good game.
The other one right here, you know, Lyle, is McCallum. They're undefeated. They're playing at College Station High School. Or they're playing at College Station, whoever that high school is. But I don't know where that game is at. But
that's an Energy Stadium.
That is, too?
No, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's the later game.
Okay.
The Westlake's 3.
They're at 7.
College Station's at 7. College Station, McCallum's at 7.
Yeah, McCallum's, you know, right here down the road, right there off 2222. You know, I've always been by that high school, and that's awesome to see them undefeated. And
that's
got
the one by
together.
The Yellow Rose?
Yeah, right there by the Yellow Rose off Lamar. Yeah. I always pass that going to the Yellow
Rose.
That's
just my reference point for that area.
100%. I mean, that's really the only thing on that area. It's like the Yellow Rose, then 183.
Yeah.
Like the midpoint.
Like Lamar. Yeah. There's a water booger right there.
Yeah, on that corner. I've hit that up late night before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But all right, well, that's your high school sports. Good luck to all the high school kids out there. Everybody
make us proud.
Everybody traveling. Y'all be safe. Kick some ass today. Bring home, get to that next round so we can get some championship talk next week.
How great would it be if Lake Travis and Westlake each each one. We'll talk about that a little more.
Just like last year. All right, we'll talk about we got to take a quick commercial break. This is Big Ugly Outdoors, brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse.